Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. If this is your first time tuning in, our show is going to help you question your career reality. Now, this show is for you if you are considering a career in the entertainment industry. And our guests will provide you with advice on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in the entertainment industry. Our guests include Emmy, Grammy, Tony winners, reality TV stars, producers, directors, actors, singers, casting directors, talent managers, agents, screenwriters, novelists, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on and on. So, if they are working professionally in show business, we are going to have them on the show to give you great entertainment career advice. And we make sure that our guests are at various stages of their careers, from professionals to beginners. So that means that we will definitely have someone on the show who will be able to help you with your show business career questions. And you can listen to any of our past shows by going directly to our archive page on the LA Talk Radio website. That's latalkradio.com. And you just go to the Channel 1 link, and then there's a drop box, and that will come up, and you just click Question Reality, and that takes you directly to our archive page, and that is where you can listen to the shows. And they're also available on iTunes under the podcast section and on Stitcher.com. So just go to those websites, type in Question Reality Radio in the search box, and there we are, just waiting for you to click your little finger away. Now, if you want to find out about our future guest, and you know we're always booked 6 months to a year in advance, so if you want to be on the show, we are going to be booking for the new season in January. I don't know when the heck we're... I'm going to just say submit now, but I think that we start booking around September, but I'd say submit now. So just go to that website, questionrealityradioshow.com, and go to our contact form and just tell us why you're going to be on. Oh, you do have to work professionally in the industry. You can be a beginner. We do showcase and highlight beginners once in a while, but you do have to be working professionally in the business. Now, I also encourage you to download our free app for your Android or iPhone to be able to listen to all of our other exciting shows that are on LA Talk Radio. So to download that app, go to the homepage and scroll down to the bottom. It's all the way down at the bottom. And get our app so you can listen to me 24 hours a day. What a difference a day makes, to quote that old singer who I can't die in Washington. There you go. I still got it. I still got it. Okay, so I know that I've told you that she's back. She's back. We got so many emails after she was on the show last year. Everybody was sending so many emails. They're like, oh, you have to bring her back. You have to bring her back. Well, I knew that the moment I met her. And she's back today in the audience. Olivia Livy Steubenrau. I call her Wow Rau. Give me the applause. You are lacking. Albert is down. She gets applause. She gets applause. Yeah. Olivia Livy Steubenrau, I call her Wow Rau. There's Jay Wow, and I call her Rau Wow. She is a child actress and singer, and she's best known for her adorable and mischievous voiceover role of young Anna in Disney's award-winning animated film Frozen, which, as most of you know, won 2 Oscars and another 76 wins and 53 nominations, I think. So, huge, huge show. One can only dream, if we're in the entertainment industry, to be associated with the show. But she played young Anna. huge. This little girl, oh my God. Wait do you hear her? She's so adorable. She is definitely a child actress that you want to keep your eye on in the world of entertainment because, in our opinion, I'm sure everyone who's met her, she is a rising star. Not only is she a little beauty, she's so cute. I want to put butter on her and a biscuit and just chew her little head off. She is so multi-talented. She's vivacious. She's intelligent, energetic, and yet she's so mature and professional for such a young child. Very precocious. And in the industry professionals, I would imagine, Albert, they are just buzzing about her talent. And, we need to get that's what we need. We need a sound effect that's a buzz. Let's put that on the to-do list. She is skipping her way down that yellow brick road, and she is going to land on the red Oscar carpet for sure, in our opinion. Her humble opinion, but it's going to happen anyway. And we also have today her darling grandmother, cute as a little button she is, runs in the family, obviously, Sharon Griffin. Where's the ball? There you go. You're a little late on that. I'm going to fire you. She is joining. I know those are so corny, but I love my applause buttons. They're so tacky and corny, but I love them, and they're staying. I'm adding more, as a matter of fact. I told Albert, Sharon, we got to get some more of these little sound effects in there. Why not? Sharon is going to be joining us today to give the parents / grandparents advice from her personal involvement with Olivia and all of the help that she provides to support her granddaughter. So we're going to be hearing Sharon. She always gives very sage advice, very good advice. Now, some of the questions that we're going to ask today, just to get you excited, because we do have to do an advertisement, but I'm just going to give you a little teaser. We're going to be asking, what are some of the fears that child actors have about auditions that aren't true? And what steps should a parent take? We'll be asking Sharon this probably. What steps should a parent take to start building the child's successful acting career? What do you have to do as a parent to discover and build your child's branding? And what's the best way for parents to help their child network and market their acting skills in the industry? So I know you want to know that, and we are going to have answers for you. All right, but first, you know I got to feed myself chocolate, Coca-Cola, and ribeye steak. And the only way we do that is by doing advertisements. So here it is. And I'm actually very happy about this advertisement. I'm going to just say I've got Sharon two of the coolest words since peanut butter and jelly. And are they ready? Are you ready? Julio Champulio. Do you love that name? I love that name. Julio Champulio. More specifically, Mr. Julio Champulio Romano. I love that name. It's so hip and cool. He is the owner of Champulio Hair Salon, website champulio.com. And I actually just discovered Mr. Julio Champulio Romano through one of our beloved and favorite guest actresses on the show. She's a celebrity actress, and her name is Eileen Gruba. And by the way, she is guest starring as the character Alice Ann on the new NBC drama coming out this fall, Game of Silence. So be sure to check that out. Eileen Gruba had posted a story on Facebook of how this man, Julio, volunteered to help her free of charge with her hair care during the time of dire need for hair treatment after her chemotherapy treatments. And now everybody knows how sensitive I am to those in need. I just go out and seek these people. I gravitate towards the few, Sharon, if I'm right, generous souls in LA. Everybody's like gold digging their way to the red carpet, and there's so many like opportunists and profiteers. So it's very rare I run across somebody that's actually a giver. So I was just so moved by the story. So I reached out to Eileen Gruba and I asked if there was anything I could do to help them. I said, hey, maybe some, you know, advertisement. So that was the best way we could help him here on the show. So I want to say, if you want to spend your hard-earned money at a salon of a person who's truly deserving, please consider getting your hair cut, or as they say, get your hair did. Get your hair cut, colored, or if you want to try any of his, he has all natural organic products, which I love because, you know, chemicals just fry your hair, and these products, Eileen swears by them, so I know they're good. So he has a ton of services at Shampoolio, and when you go there to get your hair done, you are going to get the Shampoolio experience, and that is a 1960s-style beauty parlor. Sharon, you remember the beauty parlors back in the 60s? Totally different than today. So it's more like a beauty parlor apothecary. Is that work? You know, like, yeah. And it has like a modern organic flavor. So they're located at 4312 Melrose Avenue in LA, and that's in the historic Hellmel Arts District in Los Feliz. And here you go. Are you ready for this? They are offering a 20% off discount. Yes, I should get the applause for that. Give me an applause. Oh, you are so enough. I'm firing someone else. You are fired today. Can't fire my husband, but try. Okay, they're offering 20% off all organic products and color services for anyone that mentions this radio show, Question Reality radio show. So 20% off. And what I was excited about, Sharon, is they have this product, which is an all-natural handmade cream, and it's called Calm Cream. Now, who in this town pursuing a career in entertainment doesn't need any calm cream? I need some calm cream. I need to be calmed by some cream. I need the calm cream. Oh, okay. So go to the website, shampoolio.com, Instagram at shampoolio, and Facebook, shampoolio. Woo! Sharon, you did it. Thank you. I have broken out a sweat on that one. All right. So without further ado, let's get the applause ready. Get ready now. Oh, my headphones are falling off. Oh, my Lord. All right. Let me put I didn't want to ruin my do. I spent so long to get this hair up, and now I got to crush it on down with these headphones. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Olivia Livy Steubenrau. Woo! Woo! I think I give more than that applause. And welcome, Sharon. Oh, Sharon gets the gong. Okay. Sorry, Sharon, you got the gong. Oh, God. Well, I want to thank you. You came on the show last year almost to the date. It was, I think, August, maybe September last year. And you were such a hit. You were the hit parade. You were. They were all over you. They're like, Olivia. Or they've adopted the name Wow Row. What is it? Row Row? Is that what I call her? What do I say we're having Wow Row on the show? It's Wow Row. Really? Yeah, that's what I've named you. Yeah. Wow Row.
Exactly.
Yes. So thank you for coming on. And thank you, Sharon. And hopefully we will cover all these questions today. Now, Olivia, you began modeling for print ads at the ripe old age of 5 years old. Well, I say if you are not producing an album or winning an Oscar when you get out of the womb, you're way behind in this town, right? God. So you're a little old to get started. But you were doing ads at the ripe old age of 5, and I heard you caught the acting bug when you turned 6. So my question is, can you remember what it was that made you so interested in pursuing a career in acting?
Well, it was kind of my parents' idea, too. They were kind of like, hey, you know, you want to try this out? And I was like, yeah, let's do, you know, let's try it out. Because I was like, I tend to talk a lot.
I hear you, girl. I hear you. Give me a fiver on that. Yeah. Well, you know what? People who talk a lot, they're much more interesting than people who have nothing to say. Well, Sharon, would you rather be around someone who talked a lot or sat there and you felt awkward and uncomfortable?
Obviously, I love being around.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
She's used to it. She's used to being talkative.
And if I was your parent, I'd be thinking, hey, I need to retire. I'm going to put this girl on the line. I'm putting her on the assembly line. It's, you wouldn't know what that means. It's, believe me, they're laughing out there. They're laughing. It's very funny. I'll tell you whenever I say something and it's funny because you obviously don't know. Okay. So, you know, you're also very active and supportive in the Dragonfly Foundation in Cincinnati, which provides comfort and support to kids and families who are enduring cancer treatments and bone marrow transplants. How and why did you get involved with this organization?
Well, my parents, like, they were like, hey, you know, she's going to be young, I'm not frozen, we got to find some way to, like, help and give back and stuff. And we just found this Dragonfly Foundation on, you know, social media, and we were like, hey, why don't we try that? And they were like, sure, of course you can stay, you know, do this.
You liked it because of the name Dragonfly, didn't you?
I love Dragonfly.
I see, I knew that. I am with her there. I knew the Dragonfly name had caught you. What do you personally do to support the organization, Olivia?
Well, when there are, like, these big events, I usually, like, go there, you know, to have fun with the kids and play around. Half of them don't even know who I am.
I can't believe they don't know Wow Rowl's in the room.
Until somebody tells them, they're like, oh. Because, like, I'm just, like, there just having fun and stuff, and I don't really, like...
Right. It's not like you walk in and say, Olivia's here. Olivia is here. Do you not know? Olivia's here. You're not going to do that,
yeah,
right?
I'm not going to, like, walk in and be like, hey, I'm young on a wood up.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk in and be like, hey, want to be friends? Let's go play some Minecraft at this event.
That's right. Hang out with the people. Be one with the people. Now, there will come a time in your future when you walk into a room and people are going to start trying to rip your clothes off to get an autograph. You know, they're going to be, I got to have a piece of Olivia.
So,
she's a star. So
yeah,
that's just my
short.
Okay, there you go. They're like, no material I can pull from that. Okay, so now we as a people just learning about the Dragonfly Foundation in Cincinnati, what can we do to help them?
Well, you can, you know, do what I'm doing. You can, like, just, I don't know.
Sharon, what can we do to help them?
Yeah, they accept, like, donations. What they do is they give gift cards, like for a hotel maybe, or for gas cards, or a restaurant chain like McDonald's or Taco Bell. Some place where they can actually take the family, because it's for the family. Not just the child who has the disease, but for the whole support for the whole family.
Okay.
Or the siblings, and they give toys. They don't really like... If it has to be new and in a box because of the infection control stuff and everything.
Yeah.
So that's why they like gift cards.
Okay.
So if anybody wanted to give a gift card to the Dragonfly organization,
that
would be, like, great.
Wow, I
get... New box toys for
little
kids. They have, like, a whole room of new box toys. I've seen it. It's pretty cool.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. That's great. I have a couple $250 Home Depot cards, but I wonder if Home Depot would be something. Maybe some ice cream and yogurt. And stuff. So if we go to the website dragonfly.org, it will have all the information of how we can donate.
Correct.
And is this, it's Dragonfly Foundation in Cincinnati. So is that the only place that they are, or?
I think they're branching out to other cities, but
I'm
not sure.
We
don't
know where.
Participate in the Cincinnati area.
Maybe it'll be on the website, because I thought maybe if it's in L.A., we can drop off some toys, but it does say in Cincinnati. But I think they should just go Dragonfly Foundation. Maybe it is Dragonfly Foundation. It doesn't.
I think it's .org.
Okay. Yeah. Dragonfly.org. There you go. So, yes, we are going to help them. I'm going to donate today.
Yes.
Olivia Steuben-Rao. Love her name. I have to say the whole entire name. Okay.
You're
so,
like the first person that I know that gets it right.
Well, yeah, but you know why I get it right? Because you schooled me on it last time.
Yep.
Remember? I was mispronouncing. I'm like, how, Livy? How do you pronounce your name? I had to say it five times.
Yep.
You got it
before the cheer announcement.
Did I?
Yeah, because they kept on calling me Steuben-Rao, and I'm pretty sure they still do. Like, I'm a cheerleader in Ohio, so, like, when they announce my name, it's like, Lover Steuben-Rao. I'm like, okay.
They got up, and so when you get older, you can just delete the name, go to the courthouse, take the H off. Take the H off, Steuben-Rao. Oh, but then it wouldn't even,
Take the C off.
Take the C. Exactly. There you go. Now, Livy, the young voice of Anna, and Eva Bella, who is the voice of the young Princess Elsa in Frozen, are going to be together at the Cincinnati Comic Expo. Expo on September the 19th and 20th. If you want to meet them, they're there to meet and greet their fans. Is that like, Sharon and Olivia, is that like Comic-Con?
Exactly.
Is it a Comic-Con? Okay, it is. Okay, yeah. They just call it Cincinnati Comic Expo.
Yeah, Comic-Con, pretty much. Okay. We've seen some weird outfits.
Oh, my gosh. Albert and I went for the first time to WonderCon, which is like a subsidiary. And we went there and... even though he's into Star Trek, Star Wars, and sci-fi stuff, I'm really not. I'll just be honest right there. I mean, I can appreciate it, but I'm not like... But I was expecting, you know, great costumes, which they did not disappoint. I love the costumes. I love them. They're so creative. But I found that it was like a big... It was almost, to me, like a big swap meet flea market. It was like things for sale. Sell, 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 sell. So I guess they did have, you know, meet and greets with people, but unfortunately we didn't see that. So we sign up to go to Comic-Con. Sharon, the process and heck that I went through to get in to Comic-Con, even had to pay $220 for him to get in. Here's what happened, Sharon.
Oh,
we are so excited. Okay, so first they announce, well, you might be able to get in. Get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and check this box and wait. So I'm like waiting and waiting for 2-3 hours. Finally, after three times, I get in, buy the ticket for him. We drive all the way down to San Diego, which is 3 hours, Olivia, from here. We get there, 50 million people, Sharon. I couldn't take it. I got claustrophobic. And we were just trying to find parking. I mean, I didn't think it was a big deal. I thought, oh, we'll just find parking. We'll find a hotel. Apparently, the hotels and the parking had been sold out for a year. We couldn't find anything. Finally, we said, forget it. And we went to, where the heck did we go to eat? Olive Garden. We went to, so we drove 3 hours. And went to Olive Garden.
Well, they said that San Diego is like the first, the original,
it's the
biggest.
It is, yeah.
It's the biggest. It has everything. It has like...
Have you been to the one in...
No, I'm just obsessed because I heard some people that play Minecraft and are famous on YouTube went there.
Oh, yeah. They had stars. I mean, there were stars.
I bet they had Stampy Longhead.
I bet you they did. See, I mean, I would have totally given her the ticket to go because I don't have the patience. Albert and I are too old to be waiting. But, you know, it's for the young, I think. I think it's for the young. But anyway, that good, I don't think it's probably that big at the Cincinnati one. Luckily for you, because I don't think you'd be wanting to wait in line to even if you have a booth. I hear you have to wait in line. So, but I'm excited that you're having this because I went on your Facebook page. By the way, I want you to go to Olivia's Twitter. Her Twitter. Do you know your Twitter address, Olivia? I can't find it on the page. What is it, sweetie?
It's
Livy Steuben Rau without the H. LivyStubenRauc. And she's also on Facebook as Livy Steuben Rau. But it's Steuben Rau. But they put an H on it. I don't know why. Noel, why'd you put that H on there? Oh, I guess she didn't have a choice, did she?
Because
your dad. And she's also on Instagram as Livy_Steuben Rau. So just to check that out. But what I was excited about, I went to your Facebook page, and I'm looking at your little pictures. I'm like, oh, look at her rocking out. She's doing her little signing. Yeah. She's going to... But I see you, girl, and you are holding the young Anna little... what is that?
They're called Pop Vinyl.
Pop Vinyl?
Pop Vinyl,
Why is it called Pop Vinyl? What's that
mean? V-I-N-Y-L, Vinyl.
Oh, Vinyl! Pop Vinyl! Yeah. Oh, okay. But it's the character, young Anna from Frozen, right? And, you know, Olivia's rocking in. She's holding up. I'm like, how many people do I know that have their own character from Frozen? This child is just killing me here. But I love that. So is that what you have when people come to see you at the Cincinnati Comic-Con Expo? Will you sign those if they bring them, or do you have them there already?
Well, for one of the expos we did, I think we might. We might bring those, but you could buy them too. But we might bring those And but we'll mostly be signing. We'll probably mostly be signing like pictures, like these little collages
from Frozen.
Yeah, it's okay. Like little collages of a picture of me and then like young Anna and young Elsa like burning a snowman, that type of thing.
Okay, usually. So you'll be signing those at the expo.
Those, and I might be signing pop vinyls. I don't know.
Pop vinyl. Now, do you have your own little pop vinyl? Of course. Why do I not have one? I can't believe you didn't bring
know.
Me one.
I don't know.
You'll get Sharon. One. It's in the mail.
Thank you, Sharon. I am not calling you Wow Route anymore because I didn't get my pop vinyl. No, you put one. I'm going to put it right on the mantle. My little pop vinyl of Olivia Sudenhove.
I'm sure her dad's shipping one out right now.
Yes. Ah, I hope so because then I can promote you more. Look at my little pop vinyl. To be a student, well. Okay, so how did you become part of that expo? Or is that Sharon question?
Yeah.
That's a Sharon question.
That's
okay.
A grandma question.
Yeah, her mom and dad are really in promoting that, but she has an agent
okay.
for that. So he does all the, checking around at different
expos and conventions.
And seeing where they were, how far away they are.
Just trying to get her a gig, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay, fantastic. And have you ever done an expo before this one?
Like a big one? Yes, I actually have done as another Cincinnati one. I've done one in Indianapolis, and I've done one in Knoxville, Tennessee. And then one time I did the D23 Expo here in L.A.
Yeah, downtown L.A. Oh, that's where we live. Oh, my God, you were a hop, skip, and a jump from us. And you like doing them? You love it?
Uh-huh.
You do? Good. That's always good. Now, what not being familiar with the events and activities of the Frozen Film Project, the last time you were on the show, you were telling me that they were about to start the Frozen Ice Tour, the Disney Ice Tour. Did you go on that, or was that something separately?
Like the Ice Capade.
Yeah.
She was the voice of...
I was doing the voice of young Anna, and that part there is like, you could hear my voice at some point, and that was me recording for that.
Okay.
And the skaters while they were skating, but it was never in Cincinnati.
Okay.
We didn't get to even see
oh,
it.
Oh, darn it.
I didn't get
really.
To see it.
Oh, my goodness. Now, I want to ask you... do you still love promoting that role after all these years? Because you've gone on to do so many other projects. Do you still love doing that, promoting
Young? Yeah, I feel
young
like young? That was like my biggest thing I've done. So
far. So you're going to ride that pony out. Yeah! Ride that pony! All right, I hear you. At least you got... I know you're a huge little animal fan, right? Isn't that you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought you told
Isn't
me about
everybody
you.
In L.A. an animal fan?
Oh, that's
Hello.
True. Oh, God. My husband, he won't let me have a pet. I can't have a pet. He's like, oh, the germs and the diseases, and then you got to change them, and then you got to feed them. I'm like,
You don't need to change dogs. What? You don't need to change dogs.
Tell them, Libby. Tell them.
Take him
That's
outside.
That's right. Take him.
Take dogs outside. You get a cat litter box, and then you get a cat that's already trained.
That's right. You heard what Olivia said. You heard her. You did not change a dog. Thank you, Olivia.
You oh changed a baby.
That's right.
You said.
That's right.
You said change the dog.
Change the dog, honey. It's time to change the dog. You never know. You know, there might be some crazy people in L.A. that put diapers on their dog.
They probably do.
I bet you they
there
do.
Are.
You know how they are out here. Now,
they do.
Then what I said was valid. Yes,
outside.
Change them.
He
now,
won.
Libby, you are going to be in an episode of Clarence on the Cartoon Network.
Yep.
Yay! A small voiceover in the episode Just entitled time. Birdman. Now, what is the show Clarence about? I'm not familiar with that show.
Okay, I don't...
You don't know.
It's about
I'm going to say
boy.
You don't know. Okay.
His name is Clarence, and...
He has a show.
Yeah, yeah.
There you
and
go! Yay!
And, he's with his two friends. I forgot their names. But one guy who, plays, like, the bold little guy, he's also the voice of SpongeBob, just so we're clear on that, Tom Kenny.
Okay.
But it's really cool. And so it's, like, Clarence... Just, like, does a bunch of weird stuff with his friends, and they have, like, sleepovers and stuff. It's...
What did you do? What character did you play? What What character did you play?
I just played a child at a restaurant that they usually go to, and I'm like...
Is this a cartoon or...
Yeah, it's
a cartoon. It's a cartoon. Okay, so it was a voiceover.
Yeah, it was a voiceover. So I'm just like, Daddy, do you ever wish I was a boy? Can we have that bird as a pet? I have two lines, and it's pretty much just that.
She remembers her lines.
It's something like that.
I couldn't. I'm the worst. Cannot remember lines. I could go through it
it's
5 days. I couldn't
it's
remember.
It's literally so hard, though.
See
like,
that?
I had to remember all my... I was like, what is it? I had to do, like, a little play, which is, like, an hour, 45 minutes, whatever. Which is fine, you know? Like, but I was, like, one of the couple main characters at, you know, this place called Star Camp. It's Cincinnati, whatever. And, so I had to learn, like, that whole thing and, like... Well, I was there for 4 weeks, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, the first week we were kind of just working on, like, blocking and stuff. But so I had to start learning my lines, and I had like 3 weeks to learn all my lines.
And it's hard because then you're going to do it live. I used to do theater. I know. Ooh, I didn't. Oh, thank God I didn't act. I was in directing and producing. But God, I thought, how the heck could they remember
it's
that?
Hard.
I can't do it. Can't do it, Olivia. I'm with you,
it's
girl.
Hard. Like,
it's hard. It's
I don't
there.
Think many people can do it that easily. Mm-hmm. Like, to
be You'd
honest.
Be surprised. It seems like everybody in LA. I have them in the chair, and I'm like, how do you remember your lines? Oh my God. It's like so easy for sure. I mean, come on. Like, no, it's not.
You have to have a photographic memory.
Yeah, you do.
I have a photographic memory, but I don't have the film.
Yeah.
I don't have photographic memory. I just kind of like think about. I almost think about like what I would say, and it's usually what the character would say.
Oh my god! So you ad lib. You do your own.
Sometimes. If she tells me to ad lib, I would say what I would say.
Yeah.
You know.
Of course.
Like if it's like. You know, what would I do? Like, especially if this character is like me, I'd be like, what would I say? Oh, yeah, that's the line.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a good way to look at it.
Sometimes
that's really
I do
good.
That.
And sometimes.
What would
you,
I say? Oh, that's
yeah,
the line.
And sometimes well, you add something more exciting. You could come up with a better line than the writer. Now, I understand.
I don't usually do that, though.
No, that's not. No. They don't encourage that.
They
you
don't
you won't be working that. Long if you do keep doing
right.
that.
I would encourage you not to.
Now,
do that,
what but. Is. I want to ask. Ask you for kids who've never done what you've done, what is the process of doing a voiceover for a film like Frozen and also for a television show like Clarence? Like, what's the differences or what's the similarities? What
well,
do you do?
If it's like Clarence, they're both voiceovers, really.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much the same. It depends on how big your role is. So, like, Young Anna, I had to do like 2 days, but like an hour each.
Okay.
Which is not a big deal, but What I did was I stood up and I had a microphone just like the ones we have in here. Like, it's pretty much just like this, but you had a stand with lines and you would, like, read them off. So, you know.
Oh, so you had them right there to
so
read them and
just
you just.
Like,
oh, that's wonderful.
Like this,
see, that's the great thing about being a voiceover actor. You have the lines right there. You can't
that's
mess
like
it
my
up.
That's favorite part. It's like, yes, I don't have to mess this up.
Oh, gosh. Like oh, I love that. That's it. We're going to seek out a voiceover career. That's what it is. And they pay very well. And it you go in, it's like an hour's worth of work. You're done for the day. This is what I hear. So we might be on it. Now, in November and December, you're going to be in my favorite movie of all time, A Christmas Carol. Yes. And you're going to be doing it at the Playhouse in the Park in Cincinnati. Excuse me. And you were in the play last year as Belinda Cratchit. And this year you're going to be playing Fan, Scrooge's younger sister. So now, what was it one of your favorite plays or movies before you were cast, or did you love it?
I actually really liked it before I was cast, but I watched, before I was cast, I watched, like, the Mickey and the Muppets version.
Okay.
I still watch those versions. I still like the Muppets. And Mickey version.
So
don't
you
judge
were,
me, but I still like that.
No,
stuff.
No. Of course, you're a child.
I still like those.
I would hope you'd like that instead of a Shakespeare soliloquy on
like
A Christmas Carol.
I like
That's
the
good.
Muppets Christmas Carol. I think it's funny.
Now, who is in A Christmas Carol? Who is your favorite character and why?
Okay. I actually I actually like Fred and his wife because I think they're really so happy and funny, and I just love them.
Oh, yes. They're so happy, and they have hope and peace and dreams and love, and they believe in Scrooge. They know he's got a heart, Sharon. They know it. They're my favorite characters, too.
They're like not the biggest characters, but I just love them.
But they're so poignant. They're so necessary.
They're not in the whole movie, but they are important.
They are
they're big people in the movie, even though they're not in it much. It's like, you know, Tiny Tim in the play, he's not in much, but he's like very, very important.
Everybody knows Tiny Tim. You say Tiny Tim, A Christmas Carol, you just know.
Yeah, he's like not in the whole thing, but he's really, really important.
Of course. And I agree with you. She's the first person that likes the same characters that I do. And people are like, who are those characters? You obviously are not a Christmas Carol fan if you don't know who they are.
Whatever. If you don't know Fred.
That's right.
That's obviously.
Give him a snap. Give him a snap. That's You're out of here. Bye. Bye, Felicia. Now, you do you love doing film, television, or theater the best?
Because you've really done them all. Because like theater, it's like you get the best reactions like right away.
Instant
it's
gratification.
Like, people are just like, yay!
Yes. Instantly.
Okay. Yay!
Oh, you needed to give the applause. We're firing him, aren't we? There you go.
That's what it's
That's
like.
That's right.
It's like, thank you. I just did a play and I just stopped singing, whatever. And
yes. You gotta see her. She's got her arms up in the air. Her little eyes are closed and she's absorbing the love, people. She's absorbing the love.
But with movies, if you forget...
That's not a gong.
If you forget your lines, like, you just start all over.
Yeah.
You know, you just start that scene over. Right. It's not a big deal.
Can't do that with theater. Well, you could. You could ad-lib it. If you forget your lines, you have to do it. Yes. I mean, what else are you going to do? You have to...
I mean, the casting directors, if you're on stage and you just, like, forget a line, I'm sure they get, like, nervous. And then if you start ad-libbing, I'm sure they're more happy with that than you just, like, what is the line?
Yeah. Line!
I'm sure they, like, really line! Like you. It's like, I'm on stage at a big audience. Just, like, look by casting directors, like, line!
Yes.
Line.
So what do you think? Film, television, or theater?
I just don't know.
Okay. We're going to pass.
It's so confusing.
It is because there's beauty in all of them. With the voiceover, you get the script. Yeah. The instant gratification. Then you got the lines, which you love when you do your voiceover.
Yeah.
And then you love to go to the theater and take all your boyfriends to see you on the silver screen. Well, I'm just saying. You don't have them now, but you will.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll table that for now. We'll table that. Now, what if you could be in your absolute favorite film or television show? What is it, and what character would you play?
Okay, my favorite television show is Dog with a Blog. I would probably want to be Chloe. Because she's close to my age, and she's always so happy with her red hair. And I actually met her one time on an audition for, like, a commercial or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she was just so nice. So, like, her character, she just has, like, this curly red hair, and she's always, like, just happy and funny, and I just love her.
Okay.
She's just hilarious.
Good. I'm not familiar with that, but... I'm gonna have to start watching everything Olivia tells me to watch.
Disney Channel.
Okay.
Dog with a Blog. It's about a talking dog.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Now, last spring you were Gretel in the High School Musical, The Sound of Music. So that obviously means you're a singer and possibly a dancer as well. Is that right?
Kind of.
Okay. I like it. She doesn't commit. She's like, I'm keeping my options open. If I say I sing and I know I'm not singing very well, then you're going to say, you said you were a singer. I'm not going to say that I'm a dancer because if I don't dance well, you're going to say I was a dancer. I like how you think.
Yeah,
you're a business person. Business.
This is how I am. Like, if I had a dream about something and I think it's real, I'm like, so this happened to me, but I'm not for sure. But I think it happened. I might have been a dream, but I think this happened.
Okay.
That's how I am. It's like, I don't know for sure. Like, I don't think I'm, like, an amazing singer, but I might. I don't think so, but I might.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'm a singer, but I don't think I am at the same time.
I got it. Say Libby sings and dances for fun.
Yes.
That's what we're going to say.
Yeah, I like that. I like it. And hey, if you're getting paid for it, there you go. Or you're having fun doing it, it's all that matters. So now, have you taken classes as a singer or dancer, or are you a natural singer and rely on the choreography of the...
I'm a good dancer in some ways. Like, I can't just make up this giant great.
Like, you don't do tap or jazz or contemporary, but you can do it.
If somebody shows me a dance, right, I can do that.
You can rock.
They show me a few dance moves. I do those dance moves.
Good. So that you're teachable. Wonderful. Now,
so I'm teachable with dancing, I don't like just start flipping and stuff.
You don't start busting a move by yourself.
Yeah, like, it's like, can you show us what you got? I'm not going to start flipping around the whole place.
No, I can. I'm with you there. That might be a little crazy.
But I can learn choreography.
But you can do it. All right. Now, you stay active in the drama department in your school district. And obviously, one of the reasons is a great way to keep your chops up. I don't know if you're familiar with that term. Or use your muscle. It means using your muscle memory. Like, you practice, keeping your chops up. So as an actor, singer, and dancer, you obviously do this.
Kind of.
I like that. Now, what else do you... Now, right now, do you see yourself leaning more towards wanting to have a professional career as a theater actress, film actress, or television actress?
I'm thinking film or television.
Okay.
But if I ever decide not to do those, I'm probably doing theater.
Yeah, I mean, you can always do... And you can
do... Or veterinarian.
Yeah. That's right.
That's my thing.
That's right.
That's my thing.
Theater's
I'm going to, like...
Great.
If I go to college, I'm going for veterinarian because, you know, for me, it's not a big deal if you didn't go to college for acting. You know, as long as you can do really good acting, you don't have to go to college for it. But, you know, if you just, like, really want to go to college for it, just go.
Yes.
Go do it.
Do it.
But if you, like, want something to lean back on, then do that.
Do you hear this, child? At her age, she knows to have a career to fall back on. How many kids at her age know that? This child is a genius. She is a pure genius. I love it.
Well, not really in math or school.
None know.
What?
I said no child knows.
I know. Only Livy Steubenrau knows. There you go. Now, lastly, before we get into talking to Sharon, because believe it or not, we only have 10 minutes. Can you believe it? I know. Now, if you, I want to talk about, you attend, in the summer you're going to attend, well, it is summer, you attend Star Camp, which is a four-week program in Cincinnati Children's Theater.
Yep.
Now, what goes on in this camp? At this Star Camp.
Well, first you got to audition for.
Oh, yeah?
You know, you got to audition. So you have to have, like, a song and a monologue prepared. But if it's your first year, you have to wear, like, dance shoes so they can teach you a few dance moves. If it's not your first year, they usually don't need to see you dancing. Because last year, I was, like, all prepared to do the dancing. They're like, we already know how you dance. I was like, okay, cool.
We don't want to be tortured with that again. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, cool. See you later then.
Now, would you recommend this camp to other children?
Yes.
And why?
I mean, you gotta be strong though, because it's like it's a little bit like tough.
Why?
You know, they're a little bit tough because it's like they want you to memorize this song, and then like in 4 weeks, this is the monthly camp. They want you to memorize like these three songs and sing this song, like three dances, three songs. And then, like, one more that the whole place does.
Oh, cool.
So, another dance and a song. So, like, four dances and songs, sometimes three. And then you,
It's sort of like being on the show Glee. That's what they do.
Yeah, and then it's like... And then you have to get ready for your, like, acting stuff. So, you have to, like, prepare your lines and remember your blocking.
Oh, my God. They're working you to death. It's like a damn prison camp in there. I don't know about recommending... For me, yeah. It's like, oh, no, I couldn't memorize one. It's tough.
I did memorize all of them, though, in the past 2 years I've been there. It gets harder, though.
Yeah.
And there are certain groups, and then they change the color of the groups every year.
Oh.
So, like, there's, like, a first group, a second group, a third group, and a fourth group this year. But the year before, there are five groups.
Okay. Well, I think it's good for kids. If they want to pursue a career in entertainment, I think it's
great. You got it.
Now, you, real quick, you have some recent projects. You, coming out in 2016, Rogue Warrior, Robot Fighter. Yay. 2016, coming out, The Downside of Bliss. You play Ruthie. And I guess you just did, I don't know if it came out or yet, your short, Danielle and Siri, and you play Kristen.
I don't know.
We haven't seen it yet.
Okay. And then you were in Oliver, which was a short. You were in May. I don't know if that's out yet or not.
I think it is. Yeah, it's out.
Okay. And but then you were in The Labyrinth. Is that Labyrinth is in that movie, that big, huge film, The
not
Labyrinth?
That movie.
Not that one? Okay.
There are a lot of things in
yeah, that. Yeah, that's true. Thank you for that. You play the little girl. And yeah, so exciting stuff coming out this year and next year for you. So congratulations. We are going to talk to Miss Sharon. Now, Sharon, the grandmother, Sharon Griffin, Livy is so fortunate to have you to help with her career. So obviously living in Los Angeles is a huge benefit, and it is encouraging to other parents who might have a relative living in Los Angeles whose child wants to pursue a career as well in the entertainment industry. Can you tell us about your personal experience and involvement with Livy's career? Like, how can parents and child actors make it when they don't live in Los Angeles?
Well, just so you're sure, everybody knows, I don't live in Los Angeles.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh!
5 minutes.
5 minutes? Oh, no, Sharon, we gotta rock it out. Okay,
well,
so you
live in Ohio with Livy.
Oh, you do? I thought you lived here in LA.
So I'm the lucky person that gets to bring her out here.
She wishes she lived out here.
I get to spend all this time with Livy. Just
So you guys, like, book a hotel and come out
Airbnb.
Oh, wow. So every year during pilot season and stuff.
An episodic season.
Oh, so you were out here earlier the year. Right. Oh, my gosh. I missed you this year. Oh, okay. So you are in... I did not know that. I apologize. So let's skip that question. But, hey, we can still do it because if they have a relative, you can task them to bring, you know, a grandmother, an aunt, an uncle. If you're a working parent, you can ask them, hey, I'll pay for you. Take my child out.
That's what Noelle and John do. They just give me their credit card. I drive out, or we fly out here. I rent a car and
love it. Off. There you go, parents. So that's how you can do it. Now, Sharon, what do you think what step should a parent take to start building a child's career successfully?
Well, Livy started with aging in Ohio, in Cincinnati. So I think it's important. You don't want to be like bringing them out here, I don't think, and going, oh, I'll find all that stuff out here.
Yeah.
And then Livy's aging in Ohio helped her find people to come to Cincinnati from here.
Okay.
And have workshops, and that's how they met Livy. And then, you know, kind of went from there. Then they brought her out here and...
So they have agents probably in every town.
Every big city.
Every big city. Okay. And what do you have to do as a parent to discover and build your child's branding? Like Livy, obviously from her looks, you could cast her in everything that was sweet and adorable and loving and just anything like kissable and huggable.
Well, we were pretty excited when she did that RoboCop, or Robo One.
Rogue Warrior.
She got them to put face makeup on and everything.
Yeah!
I posted something on Instagram, and it was my picture, and somebody was like, oh my gosh, I thought you were seriously her at first.
Oh, so that must have been fun.
It was good makeup, but it was hard to get off.
But for the most part, you want to, you know what child you want, because you know what you don't want your child to do. So.
And let's, the managers and the agents know that.
Okay.
No, and so I think the casting directors see that on the headshots and stuff like that. And,
and that's part of the branding when you get the headshots, how you dress them, their hair.
And they want all different ways because, you know, it's dramatic, it's comedy, it's, you know, the whole little kid thing and then
little
the older kid
big
and
kid.
Stuff.
Yeah.
So we dress her differently.
Different headshots.
Uh-huh.
So get lots of headshots with different looks and let your agent or manager do that. Now, what's the way for parents to help their child actor network and market their skills if you're not in L.A.? Again, in Ohio, what do you guys do?
Oh, Livy stays busy all year long.
Okay.
Like I said, she does the Dragonfly stuff, and she does Star Camp. And then the school, you know, and
that's getting her exposed, right?
And
people are saying,
"Hey, and she has an agent still in Ohio that still, you know, she can do things for, like print if they have anything." And she takes acting classes.
Right. Do you ever venture up to New York or
in
any auditions?
She was like a year ago or something, just to meet people and stuff. And she's been to Indianapolis for the Comic-Con thing. You meet all kinds of people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there are actors and actors. It's not just comic book people.
No.
Last time, she met Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah.
Leslie Ann Warren.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's all kinds of people.
Tatiana Maslany was at the Comic-Con
one
from Orphan Black.
And we do a lot of student films and stuff. We don't do as many anymore, but we did. And you never know who that next student is going to be.
That's right.
He could be the next Steven Spielberg.
That is true. You know, my mother used to say, well, she still says it, be nice to everybody, because the people that you see moving up the ladder are the same people you're going to see coming down the ladder.
Right.
So always be nice to everyone and respectful, because that receptionist at the desk might be the producer tomorrow.
Or the person that gets you into the producer.
That's right. Exactly, Sharon. Now, Sharon, what do you feel would be the best advice that you could give to a parent who has a child who wants to be an actor, from your experience?
First of all, make sure that that's what the child wants.
Yes.
And not what we want.
That's
not only
true.
That bad, but,
you know, no, because some parents think their kids are a meal ticket.
We ask Livy all the time, are you sure this is what you do? Every year when we come out here, you want to go back out. We don't just assume she
wants to. Make her feel obligated.
When we do an audition in Ohio, if she wants to work for Christmas Carol, it's, do you want to do it?
This
is how many hours you're going to have to work, and she has to be okay with that.
Oh, that's important.
Her mom, and they do that. You know,
yes. Well, they are. Noelle and John are very interactive in the in her career, and it's so nice to see. Nice to see. Noelle seems to be a lovely person. I've never met John, but I think they're very lovely people, and they keep you on the right track, don't they, little girl? Well, I want to thank you, Olivia. Have you had as much fun? Look at her; she is so crazy. That girl. Are you? Did you have as much fun today as you did last time?
Yes.
Now, when you become a big star, are you going to come back on my show? Because you might be too big.
No, I won't.
You won't. You'll come back.
I will come back.
And you'll bring a little animal.
All of you.
Bring an animal for me. No.
I will.
No, because she's going to have another doll. You're going to have another doll for another big, huge feature.
I will bring my puppy next time when he's trained.
Okay. But you might have to change him. Bring a diaper.
We might have to change.
You bring a diaper. I want to thank you, Sharon, for so much to come on the show. It's always so much fun having you on the show.
It's a fun show.
Oh, thank you. We love Olivia and Sharon, don't we, Albert? We were so excited.
Affirmative.
Olivia, thank you for coming on the show. What do you want to say to your fans or any of your friends? And this is your time to put it on. Millions of people are hearing it. What do you want to say?
Yeah.
Cast me. Cast me for the next project. I prefer voiceover so I don't have to memorize my lines. Right? What do you want to say?
Be nice to casting directors. If you need help, just take this advice and just use it. And make sure before you do anything for acting, your child wants to do it. It's like one of the biggest things that people need to know, and some of the biggest mistakes. So it's
true.
Make sure your child wants to do it. Okay? Okay.
Okay.
That is good. Make sure.
Okay. You have heard it. So it was written, so it shall be done. All right. We want to thank you so much for tuning in to the show. Thank you. Thank you. We're so appreciative. We're going to have Olivia back next year. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week on Question Reality. See you. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.